According to my guest Ian Fur, 2020 has shone a spotlight on some critical issues in our country, which we are facing as a society amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. To tell us more, I welcome Ian Fur, who is the founder of the Hatch Institute, a personal and business coaching company. Good to have you on our show this afternoon, Ian. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Ian, you've identified three hard truths that 2020 has taught us. The first being a paradigm paralysis, which is holding us back as a nation. Explain this to our listeners, please.
Right, paradigm paralysis is really when people get stuck in their beliefs. They just can't see a need for change. They can't see a different viewpoint. They're absolutely obsessed with their own views, and unfortunately that creates this paradigm paralysis as opposed to paradigm flexibility, which is the ability to change, which is a willingness to open your mind, listen to other points of view, and actually change your own point of view if necessary. So if people are stuck, then it's highly unlikely we're going to see meaningful change, and we have to try and shift mindsets in order to achieve that.
Then the second one we're looking at here in terms of the hard truth is racial polarization in the South African business community. Elaborate on this.
Right. Well, racial polarization is the long result of systemic racism over more than 300 years in South Africa, and it's time that we came to terms with that, because I believe that racial polarization impacts on virtually every aspect of business and of society in our general lives. South Africa, fortunately, this legacy of our past. And so we have to understand that. And in order to move forward, we have to tackle it, we have to challenge it, and we have to try and see if we can reach some sort of equality and opportunity for all people in South Africa. And what happens in business is when you have racial polarization, it undermines the culture of the business. And if the culture is undermined, then unfortunately the quality of service and productivity will drop. So it really is a business imperative as well to be able to deal with racial polarization in order to achieve or to build a strong culture which ultimately will go out there and serve your customers to the very best of their ability. And so business leaders need to take this into account. And what I call culture-driven leadership is now the new norm. And the old style of leadership is just not there anymore. It's just not working. So we have to take into account all the additional socio-political context and the volatility and the complexity of our society, and understand the impact of that, you know, on our businesses if we're going to be able to lead our business and take it forward into a more prosperous and better South Africa.
And the third hard truth, the sense of hopelessness that has engulfed our nation. Tell us more about this.
Right. Well, the hopelessness is just creeping through and plaguing again our entire society. Business people are losing hope because they can't see sustainability going forward. Employees are losing hope because they're worried about job security. And of course, the unemployed have lost all hope altogether. And so we have this overwhelming negativity which is running through our country. And we need to change the narrative there. The only way to change the narrative to a more positive outlook for the future is to start building hope. Because most of our negativity is based on fear. Fears of the future, fear for our children, fear for our businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And the only thing that we can find that is powerful than fear is hope. And we have to try and build that hope. And in order to do that, we have to shift individual mindsets. The government is not going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves, even if it's one person at a time, getting people to open their minds, getting them to accept the harsh realities of our past, and then being able to adjust and to shift their views and their paradigms and recognize their unconscious biases and their prejudices and the discrimination that has so riddled our country for so many years. So it's really about individuals changing their mindsets, and hopefully through that process we'll start to get a sort of a wave of hopefulness that starts to spread through the country.
Ian, the big question then, how do you propose we now move forward and build a better 2021?
Right. I think, I mean, a lot of people in South Africa with different viewpoints and different ideas and beliefs, and each one of those has to go on a bit of a journey of self-discovery and say, right, what can I do? What can I do to make the changes? What can I do to be more accepting and respecting? What can I do in business to create a stronger sense of belonging for people so that regardless of their backgrounds, they feel that they are valued for their contributions, they are trusted, they are respected, they're treated with dignity and fairness. So then if you can create that kind of culture in an organization, then people will be willing to go out there and serve their customers. Because I always say that the customer experience will never be better than the staff experience. And if the staff are not happy, it's highly unlikely that the customers are going to receive the kind of service that they deserve. So it's really about individuals working within the culture, building a sense of belonging, and leadership creating that environment which is conducive to that sense of belonging, and making every single person, regardless of their background, their color, their race, their culture, their religion, regardless of all of those things, that they feel accepted and respected and celebrated in the business. The number one priority.
Well, Ian, it's been a very insightful chat with you this afternoon. Thank you for sharing your perspectives with our listeners on how we can build a stronger nation going forward into 2021. Ian, for chatting to me on the lunch break. Watch What You Say. That's the title of my BPOL.